While there are so many reasons to see Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, here are Gina Della from Pella's top 10 reasons to visit PellaWI.com now. Number 10, Pella of Wisconsin installs year-round. Number 9, every Pella of Wisconsin installer is Pella certified to ensure your complete satisfaction. Number 8, Pella of Wisconsin teams complete installation in as little as one day. Numbers 7 through 5, a 2020 survey rated Pella Windows number 1 for highest value, highest quality, and most preferred by Green Bay and Milwaukee homeowners. Numbers 4 and 3, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin has 6 lines to fit your style and financing to fit any budget. Number 2, now Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's featured offer gives you 5 years, no interest, plus 5 months, no payments. And the number 1 reason to see Pella of Wisconsin now, these offers end January 31st. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com, PellaWI.com, or call 855-PELLA-WI, 855-PELLA-WI. Tell them Regular Joe sent you. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
Where does one find consistent conservatism? Let us think. Hey, you don't have to think too hard. Let me just break it to you here, okay? All right. This is the Regular Joe Show.
Welcome back. Joe Gigante, Regular Joe, here with you at 9:35 on this Wednesday. Want to thank Adam Jarko for coming on. We were up against the heartbreak in his schedule. I'd actually offered to have him on longer in the hour, but he had other bookings that he had to get to. But we will have him back to talk more. You can learn more. As I said, go to adam4ag.com. That's his website. So you can learn more about his background. He has a new video. I think it's like a 2.5 minute video that he's put out. Talks about his background and what he's hoping to accomplish. Now, towards the end there, I was asking a question because I was curious. I'm familiar with a little bit of his time in the assembly and so forth. But it seems to me that if you want to be for law and order, you want to end or at least greatly reduce violent crime in the state, which I think we're all for, right? And he said, look, the southern border has to be secured. We know that it just unbelievable amounts of illegal drugs are coming in. Fentanyl as well, which, by the way, comes from China, vast majority of it. So yet another reason to be so thankful for that very close dependency we have on China. And that's absolutely the case. And he's right. The AG should not be making policy. They don't make legislation. But as a candidate for attorney general, you certainly have the right to give your thoughts on what is most effective. And one of the roles an AG can play, certainly, is to be that sounding board, right? Your legislature or individual elected officials come to you and say, look, we want to address the violent crime problem. So we think X, Y, and Z. Do you think that would work? And that would be something that, you know, that they would give their, again, not that they write the legislation. So I do want to get more of an answer because I don't feel like we got a complete answer on that. And there's plenty to get into. I mean, there's any number of fronts. But again, there was a hard yes that he would prosecute anyone that was shown to be guilty of breaking campaign election law. And I think that is an important piece. And again, we've had Eric Toney on, the other candidate for attorney general. We'll have both of them on again to have more in-depth conversations. But I do appreciate him coming on today. And if you want to learn more, go to adam4ag.com. That's the way to do it. So today, as I mentioned, tonight, well, in Joe Biden's time, it's nighttime, you know, 4 p.m. It's pretty late for him. And, you know, it's I wonder when do you think he celebrates New Year's? Do he and Jill stay up to a crisp 8:30, the wee hours of 8:30 p.m.? Oh, I'm tuckered, honey. I got to lay down. Go ahead, Joe. I lasted longer than normal. Yes, it's 8:32. You did wonderful. Anyway, so in preparation for, in anticipation for that, yesterday, Jen Psaki, and I got to tell you, this first thing, I don't always play the questions from the reporters, but this one I wanted to play, and I unfortunately, they don't identify. I wish on these press conferences, And especially with them wearing masks, it's very hard to know who each person is. But she referred to him as Steven. So I, on my soundbite roster, we referred to him as Reporter Steven. And I thought Reporter Steven was amazingly polite, proving himself to be thorough and professional, because you'll note in this question I'm going to play, he points out that he gave her advance warning that he was going to ask this question so that she could be prepared to answer it. Now, this is in light of tonight's press conference. Obviously, one of the big topics is going to be COVID-19. Why? Because a year ago, there was all these promises of a utopia. By the way, is this not the microcosm of sorts to all that is wrong with progressive left socialist communist think? There's always these promises, and they're wonderful. Oh, it's going to be awesome. Everyone's going to be in perfect, you know, everyone's going to be 6'2" and in perfect, all these like can't possibly happen things. And then people are going, yes, I'm going to vote for him and it's going to be wonderful. He is going to take a sword and he's going to run it through COVID and it'll be over. And now it's worse than it's ever been. I mean, by their own numbers, not even, it's not my opinion. Look at their numbers. More people have died under Joe Biden from COVID than they did under Donald Trump. And I know there's people that try to make that Donald Trump, well, because Trump didn't, it's always something he didn't do. Well, here's the thing. This question is about what Joe Biden didn't do. So here's Reporter Steven, cut number one, a little bit of a longer question, but it's a great setup so that you can hear how nasty Jen Psaki really is.
Vanity Fair reported recently that on October 22nd, a group of health experts from Harvard, the Rockefeller Foundation, and other groups proposed on a Zoom meeting with administration officials a plan to mass distribute coronavirus tests to homes before Christmas to prevent a winter surge of COVID-19 cases, but that they were told 3 days after that Zoom meeting that that idea was dead. So I emailed you about this yesterday and again this morning so that you'd be able to track down a firm answer on two details here. The first detail is which administration officials attended that October 22nd meeting. For example, did Drs. Fauci and Walensky participate? And was President Biden personally briefed at the time on that recommendation before it was passed over?
So I want to give this guy some credit. I don't know what outlet he's from. I don't know which guy he is because, again, they don't really give you that. But this is almost shades of journalism, right? He's saying, look, I've heard about this event that happened on October 22nd, 2 full months before Christmas. And in this, there was a bunch of experts brought together. And at the time, they said, look, there's going to be a surge. It's wintertime. You need to gear up. We need to have all these extra this, that, and the other thing, including a lot of tests. And 3 days later, they were told, we're not going to do it. So that's your setup, right? But then he goes, hey, look, I emailed you yesterday and again this morning for two specific details I want. Which, by the way, does this guy know Jen Psaki or what? Because what is she? I'd have to circle back around. I got to talk to this person, that person. I'm not sure. I don't know. This is just my job. I don't know anything about it. So he sets her up in the most professional way. And her response, as you'll note, the utter vitriol in her voice as she responds, cut two.
Well, maybe people haven't asked about it because we've done a lot of what was discussed in that meeting that happened a couple of months ago, including massively expanding our testing program and capacity.
What reality is she living in? Well, maybe because we've done it. What have you done? Where are the tests? Where's the massive increase in test capacity? You can't find a test. If you go into a CVS, a Walmart, good luck. I stopped in a CVS the other day. I talked to one of the managers just to, you know, she goes, we get some in. I haven't gotten some in a while, but when we get them in, whatever, they get 20 and they're gone by the end of the day. So again, maybe no one asked because we're doing it. I mean, really, this is the best they can do for a White House press secretary. Well, she wasn't done, though. She wasn't. Now, you remember the other day we played Kamala Harris? Now's the time we're doing it because it's the time to do it. And we're doing it every day because it's the time. And that's because this complete nonsensical circular logic. Well, that's what you're about to get Jen Psaki's version. Now, she's going to explain to you. I want you to listen closely. That the reason they actually didn't order stuff back then, when they were warned to order it, is because they didn't have the stuff back then. So they had to wait to order the stuff they didn't have until they could order it to have it. And I'm not kidding. Cut number three.
And the issue at the time, which was a very small part of the conversation, was that the market had not expanded enough to at that moment in time be able to launch the website we're launching tomorrow. And the president, used the Defense Production Act, invested $3 billion to expand it, quadrupled the size of our testing capacity, and now we've ordered 1 billion doses. So we see that as our COVID team, the members who participated, saw that as a very constructive meeting, a good meeting. A lot of which we've worked to implement.
Steve, did that make any sense to you at all? We didn't do it then because we couldn't do it now, but we did it now because we did it then. That's why I'm playing this exchange. Reporter Steven wasn't done. He wasn't giving up. Because he's like, wait a minute, that wasn't my question. Cut number four.
So the idea, though, to mass distribute tests to homes before Christmas and New Year's, that idea was not adopted. How can President Biden shut down the virus if he's, not being briefed on these ideas? That's my question. So I'm wondering who were the advisors and was President Biden briefed on this idea at the time?
So he goes, who were the people? Was he briefed? Who took place? Who were the people from the COVID team in the White House that were there? Did Joe Biden know? Cut number five.
Well, I think I just answered your question,
which you may not
have been listening. Maybe you were waiting to read your next question, which is fine. But I just answered your question. Let me finish, Stephen.
I just answered the question by not actually answering your question. So one more time, this guy doesn't let it go. Six, here they are going at it again.
I hear what you're saying, but that's not the question I asked. The question I asked was,
Do you have another question? I think I've answered your question.
Was President Biden briefed at the time?
Again, I've answered your question.
No, you didn't.
If you have another one, I'm happy to answer it. Otherwise, I'm going to move on to the next person.
I didn't get the answers there. But
so he did ask another question. The last one from reporter Steven. He's trying to take cues from Steve Ducey, or not Peter Ducey. Cut number nine. He goes, and by the way, let's be clear. She did not answer any of his questions. Not one of them. And she got nasty and unprofessional. Just frigid. That's the word. Anyway, cut number nine. He's like, okay, fine. Let's try another question.
I didn't get the answers there, but I'll move on to another one.
Great.
The second question is that in light of President Biden's first year coming to a close, the data indicates that he spent a quarter of his days at least partially in Delaware. In light of that, will the White House be reconsidering the decision not to release visitor log information from his Delaware residences?
Well, the president goes to Delaware because it's his home. It's also where his son and his former wife are buried. And it's a place that is obviously close to his heart. A lot of presidents go visit their home when they are president. We also have gone a step further than the prior administration and many administrations in releasing visitor logs of people who visit the White House, and we'll continue to do that. Go ahead in the back. I think we're done, and we're going to move on.
We're done here, Stephen. I am done not answering any of your questions because you're asking questions that I am not going to answer. Therefore, I'm not answering, and therefore, I'm moving on. I've now come up with a new name for her. She is the Wicked Witch of the West Wing. I'm just thinking, I'll get you. She's got the look. I mean, just put the pointy hat on her head. But really, this is what passes because they can't be accountable to anyone or anything. Because if they are, well, then people will, realize what's really going on if they haven't already. Now, I've got to play two different bites, one from Jen Psaki and one from Whoopi Goldberg. And it struck me because I actually turned to my wife and I said, These women make a box of rocks look like Einstein in how they think. Now, the question came up because remember, we were supposed to have all these tests. We're going to be here January 1. They're going to put them in your hands. You register online. The website had a soft launch of sorts yesterday. And now they're saying basically the best case scenario, we've got the sound of this, is so I want you to understand, this is why you never look to the federal government for a solution. So let's say you're feeling sick today and you're worried you have COVID. So you go to covidtest.gov to register for your free 4, 5, 2, 8, whatever it is, COVID tests, at-home COVID tests. Today is January 19th. On a best-case scenario, you'll get this test around February 1st. 7 to 12 days later. Just for the record, at that point, you're either completely fine or intubated. I don't know which. Maybe they could send a free air, you know, free intubation kit with you when they wait this long for you to get your test. This is the grand solution from the Biden White House. Well, it's going to take 12 days to get it after you ordered. But before we get to that, okay, I have to do it. So we got to hit the break. When we get back, though, it'll be like going back to school. It'll be like a graduate course in how to make things happen. Brought to you by your celebrity instructors, Jen Psaki and Whoopi Goldberg. You won't want to miss it. Plus your calls, 888-455-1360.
This is the Regular Joe Radio Show.